today we heard a Bible story. And here we have a picture of Jesus with some of his first followers. What do you see them doing there?
In the boat.
They're in a boat. And what do you think they do in a boat?
Fish.
Yeah, you're right. You were listening. They go fishing in a boat. Did any of you ever go fishing?
No.
No, maybe not. It's not something that everybody does, but some people do. Jesus was with these people, and he was showing them how much he loved them. And so he came and sat next to them in their boat. And that was special because Jesus was a very important, special man. He was a special teacher. Lots of people came to hear him speak. But he got in the boat with these people. That was a nice thing to do. Kind of reminds me of one time when our family went to Disney. We went to Disney World, and my daughter Rachel, she was old enough to ride the Dumbo ride by herself. And we had a baby with us, so Mom and Dad weren't riding with her. So she went in by herself. And what do you think happened? Minnie Mouse came and sat by her. How excited she was about Minnie Mouse sitting by her. That was very special. Kind of like the disciples are pretty excited that Jesus loves them so much, he's going to come and sit by them.
That's in there too.
You see Minnie Mouse at Disney too if you go there. See these people, they go out and fish, and they've been out fishing all night. And is there any fish in their boat? You see any fish in there? Nope, just empty nets. They didn't get any fish. And fishing was not just for fun for them. That was their job. So if they didn't get any fish, they had no food to eat. They had no money to buy any food because they would sell fish to make money. So that was their job. They had nothing. And Jesus helped them. He did a miracle. He said, take your boats out again. And they thought, oh no, we worked all night. Jesus is a carpenter. What does he know about fishing? We're fishermen. We didn't catch anything. But then Peter said, because you said so, I'll do it, Lord. So they did. They took the boat out and they put down the net. And Jesus surprised them. It got full of hundreds and hundreds of fish. Jesus helped them bring the fish into their boat, and they had to call their friends in another boat. They said, come help us. There's too many fish. We're going to sink the boat. They had that many. So Jesus helped them when they had troubles, when they needed help. Jesus does the same thing for us. He loves us so much. Another thing Jesus did that showed how much he loved them, he invited them to help him. Turn around, Sam. Turn around. So here's what he did. He said to them, you can follow me and be fishers of men. What do you think that meant? You think they were going to take their fish nets and go throw them over people? Maybe the people would be out in the water and they'd catch them and put them in their boat. You think so?
No.
No.
Yeah,
they use nets for fish, but when Jesus said, be fishers of men, he meant something else. He meant that people need Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus' love. And we're going to help people to see how much love Jesus has for them. I'll show you an example of how that works, okay? All right. Here we go. This is a little example of how that works. Let me put this down there and this down there. And I've got this cup of water here. And I'm going to put some red color in it. And this is going to represent Jesus' love for us. Right?
Yeah.
So we got this red color in there, and that represents Jesus' love for us and everybody. Everybody. Yeah, and then I have a cotton ball. So this is us. You can pretend it's you, okay? And we're going to put you in there, and you're going to get all full of Jesus' love because Jesus loves you so much every day. He fills you up with his love. Oh, look how that cotton ball turned all red like that, right? See, but you're not by yourself in the world. Jesus is with you, and he gives you his love, but also you got other people close to you. So I'm going to put these other cotton balls around you. Maybe it's your mom and your dad. Maybe it's your friends at school and your sisters. And so you got all these other people close to you. Well, look what happens when I put them next to you and you're all full of God's love. That God's love comes off on them. See? They start to see, oh, Jesus loves me too. I want more of that love that Jesus has. And so Jesus comes and he pours his love into those people. And so they get really full of his love, just like you are really full of his love. And guess what happens next? Those people have other people that they know, maybe people at their work, maybe people that they meet different places. And so they get next, and so those people that are next to those people, they start getting touched by Jesus' love too. And pretty soon, it just goes and goes and goes, right?
Yeah.
Right. So that's how we become fishers of men. That's what Jesus meant. I'm just going to pray with you guys, and you don't have to repeat me. Just close your eyes and listen and pray in your head, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for giving us your great love. Let your love in our hearts overflow so that other people will want to know you too. Amen.